Coming up on this episode of the Spiro Podcast, reach out to others. We're meant for community, right? Is iron sharpens iron, one person sharpens another. Rely on your team. Your team has other members of your team have other gifts and talents and insights and perspective that they can bring to you that maybe you haven't thought about. Take that not as criticism, but take that as something to grow from and add to your toolkit to be able to serve your clients.
Welcome to the Spiro Podcast, managing your real estate photography and videography business. With your hosts, Todd Kivimacki and Craig Magwell.
Hi, and welcome to the Spiro Podcast, managing your real estate photography and videography business. Spiro is a software platform designed to help you manage and grow your real estate visual marketing company. I'm Craig Magram, host of the podcast. Thanks for joining us. As always, our co-host and Spiro founder and owner, Todd Kivimacki. Spring is upon us, Todd.
Oh, it sure is, Craig. It's fabulous here in Ohio, the spring season. I've got a leak in my roof, though, at the office, so that's not too good about the wind and the rain.
Yeah. But no leaks overnight, though, right?
No, I apparently have the bucket in the correct spot in the attic. So I have not been up in the attic yet. I, at my size, am not too great at going into the attic. I go through them sometimes. And I'm 6'7", a little clumsy. So if you step wrong in an attic, you got legs dangling. That's a Larry Bird commercial. Did you see that, Craig?
No.
There is a, he's the Progressive, I think, commercial, and he goes up in the attic to get a bird and then he falls through. So that's me. But anyways, wow, what a tangent. It's busy season though.
It is. And we're going to dive into a topic this week that talks a little bit about busy season and some of the challenges that come with that in specifically, well, I don't want to give away too much, but let's just say with the increase of business comes more customer and client complaints. How do we handle those? So there's a little teaser for you, okay? But before we get to that, let's take care of some opening information that we always like to pass along. First of all, do we want to handle Spiro updates? Let's talk about what's on the plate here.
Give me a minute. We just pushed these. Invoice PDF, you now have full details on the invoice PDF. A lot of you have requested that. We put it all on there, and we are excited to have that on there. On the calendar view, you can now click the calendar bubble, and we'll go to the job. So that is on there. There's a few iPhone finesses with UI, so we're always looking at the user interface, and we're always adjusting those per the many different mobile devices. So we're always trying to finesse those. So there's a good amount of fixes that went into that. Time zones. So multi-time zone, if you are operating out of many time zones, we put in a ton of infrastructure that's going to greatly simplify your life and make it very clear for you and your agents. So that is all in there now. Translation that we launched in a beta format a week or two ago, it is available in your system now. So international users, you can translate what your clients will see into your native language. You also can put your currency and your measurement and, of course, your time zone. So this will just like yours. It will be in the correct language. And we are excited to have that for you. It's inside your settings if you would like to enable that. Merge Fleet. Man, the team's been working hard on this as I talk about these. Merge Fleet now has vertical support. So many of you that are using the Merge Fleet and trying out the Merge Fleet, it was just horizontal video previously. Mm-hmm. With this update we pushed a couple days ago, you now can upload vertical video to the Merge Fleet and have that fantastic logic-based editing done for you. So give that a try. Very cool. You're like, hey, what's the Merge Fleet? I have no clue. The Merge Fleet is our automatic video editor that we built for our company. We do 8,000 to 9,000 video shoots a year. And this automates all of the editing. You can try it for free. Even if you're not a Spiro user, sign up for free, click the Merge Fleet, upload clips, and then click the test render. That testing is all free. We'll put a watermark on it, but it's completely free to trial and to use. So if you would like to increase your average order value by adding video, horizontal and vertical now, that is all in there. And I'm really excited about that. That's an incredible way to just expand your business and to take your revenue to a part. Anytime you can increase revenue but not do one more job, that's a good thing.
Preach.
Daily mileage. We have a new payout threshold in there. We support a couple new currencies. We have the tracker page where it is our Domino's pizza tracking that your clients get. Y'all said, hey, or enough of you said, hey, can you remove Spiro from the bottom of that? We wiped it off. Spiro's not on there anymore. It was just hanging around from a long time ago. We understand that Spiro means nothing to your clients. We're really not that particular about having our name out there. We know this is your business. So thanks for that feedback. It's gone there now. You won't see it on there. And we have some really good updates coming, but I'm way over my minute. So I'm going to just tease everybody with that and we'll continue the show.
Yeah. Again, feedback, critically important and valuable to us. So keep that coming. And we'll get to some feedback that we got, some comments on the podcast in just a minute. But before we do that, talk a little bit about the live YouTube broadcast that you did with Eli Jones, Todd.
Yes, that was Eli Jones and I did a YouTube live on metrics. So what metrics are important or should be important to your business? What they mean? How does one metric affect another? And Eli and I went into in the first segment of the live, went into a little bit of psychology as to thinking about metrics. And is it what you think or what you know? So we talk about, it's very important. The difference of what you think versus what you know has been a huge, that saying has had a huge impact on me. I kind of share the story of how that I came across that, what client of ours shared it with me and how we use it to scale our business, shoot 12, 13, 14,000 jobs a year. So you can find that on Eli Jones's YouTube. Just search at Eli Jones on YouTube, click the live tab and you will see the metrics, the metric video with that we did.
Very cool. I'll put a link. We'll put a link to it in the description for this episode as well to make it easy for you. So check out the description. We'll have that link for you. So very cool. Yeah, good data. All right. So I teased a little bit some comments and feedback that we got on the last episode that we did, Todd. We don't make it a point to hide kind of what you and I share in terms of faith and a worldview, Christian worldview. We try not to have that dominate this podcast. Ultimately, it's about the business, but how we do business is really shaped by our worldview and our faith. And we talked about that a little bit last week, and we got a couple of just really cool comments. And one in particular that I wanted to share, because we understand not everybody in this audience shares the same, you know, faith that we do, or even necessarily the same worldview. We're not trying to shove this down anyone's throat, but we want to be real and authentic with people, right? In why we do what we do in our business and what drives that. But this one comment came through from JR. Todd, I just want to share this because I really appreciated this. JR said on the YouTube channel, really enjoying the podcast. I don't consider myself religious at all. However, I do find the positive attitude and faith and honesty and kindness very uplifting. I can see why WOW Media is successful. I'd work with you people in a heartbeat. And I just, JR, if you're watching this, man, thank you for that comment. You know, it's that kind of respect and civility that JR has demonstrated that we need more of in our world, that kindness that he just, you know, shared with us. He said, hey, I don't necessarily have a religious, you know, viewpoint on things. And he was honest with us, but he showed respect. JR, I just want to say I respect you for that. And thank you for that encouragement. That was awesome.
Yeah, just incredible. This is, there's so much I could say about that, but just thank you, JR. It's really cool. This is such an incredible opportunity that I have the privilege, that Craig and I have the privilege to have, is literally we both sit, I sit more in the middle of a cornfield than he does, but he's very flat an hour and 15 minutes from me. Like we sit I'm in my office. He's in his front room. Like, and we get to speak to you guys. It's guys and girls. I mean, it's so cool. And it's such a privilege. Like those comments, I go home and I share with my wife and just really good stuff. So thank you, JR. There was a lot of other comments and emails as well. And thank you for that. It's encouraging to us. We're happy that we can encourage you. Hopefully y'all laugh at the dumb things I do too. And we all can move our businesses along a little bit further.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, part of what he said, you know, hey, you know, he likes the kindness and the honesty and he'd work with us anytime. Part of what we're going to dive into is just some authenticity, some transparency, because we're human just like anybody else, right? We have challenges, we have mess ups, we have bad days. You know, there could be friction among staff that we work through, friction with clients, unhappy clients, and how do we handle those things? So that's, I'm going to stop there and I'll throw it over to you, Todd, to kind of set this up and dive into the challenges associated with busy season.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Craig. And it's something that I think we're all feeling right now. And if you're not feeling that's busy season, then don't be too paranoid about it. Maybe there's a factor in your market that you are, that we're not aware of, or you're not aware of, or maybe you're just growing your business. But one thing that's good to be aware of is anytime you scale a business, and if you're in a particular season when business is higher than other portions of the year, everything will be increased. So Craig, let's say, for example, 3% of your clients are going to be unhappy. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's 5, maybe it's 10. I'm not saying what the right or wrong number is. Let's just say for this example, 3% of your clients are unhappy. They're always going to be unhappy. Y'all, some people are just unhappy people. So no matter, even if you do just a knockout job for them, they're going to be unhappy with something. And and being in customer service, that's a lesson that was tough for me to learn. And I, oh my goodness, I wore a lot of these on my shoulder. And we'll get to a point to where Craig like is laying in bed with this story we're going to tell, like wondering about this. And that's only somewhat natural. But at some point, you just, as you do it long enough, you're like, yeah, that's just part of it. Like, I expect it. So if you do 100 jobs in a slow month, just for easy math, if 3% of your clients are unhappy, that means 3 out of 100 are going to contact you unhappy. So over the course of 30 days, that means on average every 10 days somebody's unhappy. Craig, that's a pretty big gap. It's like, hey, day one, yeah, I'm feeling the effects. They didn't really like the editing. But by day 5 or day 8, I forgot about the unhappy client. Now let's flip the switch to busy season, and let's say you're doing 3 times the amount of jobs that you were used to. So now your 3 monthly unhappy clients gets multiplied by 3 and turns into 9. It's the same percentage, 3%. It's 300 times as, it's 300% as more. 300%. It's 3 times more. Yeah, that's 300%. Sorry, my math brain was going crazy. I was trying to make that seem really good. And I was like, well, Todd, are you being too dramatic here? Like, are you lying? Yeah, it's 3 times more, which is 300% more. So now out of the month, instead of every 10 days, now every 2 or 3 days, you have an unhappy client. And you know what? It always happens. There's going to be one of those days that you're going to have 2 unhappy clients, and it's going to make you feel like you just need to jump off the cliff and close your shop.
Right. Give it all up. Just, I'm done.
Right. It's Moore's law. It always happens.
Wait, no. Okay. Say that again. What law?
Is that Moore's?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
Moore's law. I think Moore's, it's like compounding. It's just everything. Okay. It always so happens to line up that I had a day of this a week ago. We are super busy. It's the day after the eclipse. We're shooting 70 some jobs. Everybody in the office is frustrated. All of our clients are frustrated. We're all overworked. I finally get the day done. I go to walk out to go home. I go back in the office, say goodbye to Ryan. I look up and the ceiling's dripping.
Murphy's Law. If it can go wrong, it will. Is that the one?
Yeah, I don't know who. Yeah, I don't know who Moore is. But
Moore's Law. This is a new concept. Tell me more.
Thank you.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Literally, tell you more. I see what you did there, Craig. That's pretty good.
I can't take credit for that one, but I'm glad you caught it.
Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
So that's Murphy's Law, that one day two of your clients are going to be unhappy at the same time, and it's going to compound on you, and you're going to feel like you are the worst photographer, worst business owner, worst customer service individual in the world.
Folks, I'm going to tell a story. Todd's going to keep setting this up, but when you break it down this way with numbers, boy, do I feel silly for feeling the way I do right now. But go ahead.
Well, Craig, I'm so glad that you use that term, because it's a term that I use sometimes and a coach used with me. His name was Dennis, and I did something really dumb one time. And I was upset. He pointed it out to me. Mm-hmm. And I was really upset that I had that thinking. That I didn't think differently of what he just enlightened me with. And he used an incredible term that stuck with me, that he said, Todd, it's fine. We're all just silly humans. Mm-hmm. So the cool thing he did there, and I would encourage you to use this if you have a team, we should all use this even if you're a one-man band. If you do something that you're mad at yourself that it happened, don't beat yourself up about it. We're all just silly humans. See it as that now you have different thinking and you've grown some. And just the flip side to that is that if you are a team leader or you're leading, even if you have one other person that helps you, the thing that Dennis did to me that I didn't pick up on right away, but he said, we all are just silly humans. He didn't say, Todd, you're just a silly human. There's a big difference there. If you are trying to make this point to someone else and you say, hey, you're just a silly human, they might look back at you and be like, what'd you say? Mm-hmm. But if you say, hey, it's okay. We all are just silly humans. I've done it before.
Yeah.
And you've got a great opportunity to learn from it. That can be very effective with your team members as your business grows. So, right. But yeah, Craig, I mean, we are, and I'm so glad that you use the term silly, because it's nothing to beat yourself up about. Sometimes we need to go back and look at what we know versus what we think.
Right.
And that puts things into perspective.
Yep. Well, should I share the story?
Yeah, please do, Craig, because this one is so relevant.
Yeah. So, you know, we do this podcast, we share the knowledge that we've gained over all these years. And I don't know about you, Todd, but when I listen to other podcasts, you know, and experts in fields, and not that we have it all nailed down, but say a John Acuff or, you know, whoever that has really good information, I as a listener tend to think, oh, they've got it all figured out. They're running super smooth. They don't have problems. Uh-huh. No, they do. They do. Mm-hmm. And Todd and I talked about this before we started recording this morning, because he asked me how I was doing. I said, honestly, I'm a little frustrated right now. He goes, what's going on? So I shared with him this story of an interaction that I had with a client yesterday that I was silly and stewed on the rest of the day yesterday and into last night and this morning, because it stung. Okay. So we have run-ins with clients just like anybody else, people that are unhappy. Like Todd said, it's spring. Number of, you know, jobs is going up, so your percentage of unhappy people go up. And I'm wired as a people pleaser, okay? I like to make sure people are very happy. Kind of like you, Todd. You've shared that about yourself as well. I try very, very hard to provide a very high level of service, you know, customer service and providing a good product to people. Because that's our bread and butter, right? We want word of mouth advertising. We want good, you know, good advertising, word of mouth advertising. That's how a lot of our business grows. So I do everything I can to make sure that people are happy with what we've done and satisfied. And my personality type is such that if somebody is not happy, I do take it a little personal. And that's kind of what happened yesterday. So I was going through some of my numbers and activity and, you know, number of shoots that I've got in my territory. I've been feeling like, even though the numbers are saying I'm doing okay, I've felt it's not where it should be and that I haven't put enough effort into things. So I was starting to look at some of my numbers and I pulled up a report of agents that haven't ordered for the last 60 days, right? Because I want to get back in touch with some of these people that maybe I haven't reached out to in a little while. And I had this two-person team that I saw that haven't ordered since January. And this was a team client that we worked very hard on getting back last year, and we did get them back on board. I was super excited because they do a lot of business in one of the area markets here. And they operated at a very high level. So I was really excited that we got them back as a client because we had had them, we had lost them, and then we got them back. So I was super excited, very proud to work for them. Try to give them, you know, the best service that I can, following up, making sure they're happy. Yep. You know, constant feedback was, yeah, we're happy. You guys, you're doing great. So when I saw that they hadn't ordered, I'm like, huh, what's going on? You know? So I did a little Facebook stalking. I'm like, are they just not getting jobs? Cause inventory is still an issue, right?
There's a cold sweat immediately, right, Craig?
Oh yeah.
Like it's, you see that name on the list and it's like, oh,
what happened? Yeah. Because I know that they're kind of listing leaders. So I look up and I see that they just got a listing and the photos weren't ours. And I'm like, you get that, you know, punch in the gut feeling like, no, oh, what happened? Okay. Did I not have availability? So they went with somebody else. Were they not happy? You know, is it a pricing issue? You start immediately going through all these questions of why did they not call us? Why did we not get this job, right? After all the hard work we did to get them on board. So I called both members and got their voicemails, left them both a voicemail. Hey, you know, Craig, just checking in, you know, I know it's been another challenging time with inventory and it's been a little while since we shot for you. So I just wanted to check in, you know, see what I can do for you. You know, any feedback you have, greatly appreciated. Give me a call back. So about 2 minutes later, it was literally about 2 minutes later, one of the two agents called back and thanked them, you know, for the quick call. And not to drag this story out, but you know, I asked him a point blank. I said, hey, you know, I know it's been since January since we shot for you. And I saw you just got this listing in X city and it wasn't us that did it. I'm going to just be upfront because I trust you and I respect the relationship we have. Can I ask why we didn't get the job? I just was very up for, there's no point in beating around the bush. You know, these are salespeople. Just be direct with them. I respect him. He respects me. We can have an adult conversation, right? And he said, yeah, you know, fair question. And it boiled down to they are significantly cheaper and we felt the quality was comparable. Now, I understand pricing. Let's be real, right? We all know it. Realtors can be cheap and they're looking for the, you know, bottom dollar. Not all of them. So I understand the pricing. If somebody's significantly cheaper, yeah, you got to consider them, especially if quality is comparable. Todd, it wasn't so much the price feedback that I got that bothered me. It was the quality issue. I felt like I got punched in the gut because I take pride in the editing that we do, the composition, you know, how we take the photos, the process we use, because we get so much good feedback. And the reason that stung was because I looked at the photos of this newest listing. And in my opinion, the photos were pretty poor quality. No consistency in the editing, the exposure, the composition. I just personally felt, I'm just going to be real. Right, we talked about authenticity. I felt insulted. Like I felt insulted. Because I take great pride in the consistency that we deliver. And as far as I knew, we were working very hard and had a really good product that we were delivering. And Man, I stewed on that, Todd. I stewed on that. I don't know if you have questions for me at this point or if you want me to just keep going.
Did you feel like after you got that feedback that that all of your shoots are bad? Like, hey, there's something that's like, maybe I'm just a crappy photographer. Maybe I'm just crappy at building relationships.
I mean, a little bit, but I've had so much good feedback that I knew that couldn't entirely be the case, but I know there's little things I need to constantly be aware of in my own shooting, that I need to make sure, you know, say verticals. You got to make sure your verticals are straight, right? Every once in a while, I'll get home and look, I'm like, what was I thinking? That's off kilter. Now I know we can straighten it in editing, but it's like, I got sloppy on that one. So that is magnified, right? Just the least little thing you do wrong, it's like, oh, that wasn't good enough, you know, for this client. So here, I thanked him initially. I didn't push back. I didn't argue that you're nuts. You know, the quality is stratosphere. It's just totally different atmosphere, different world in terms of quality. I thanked him for his honest feedback. I said, I appreciate that you felt comfortable to be open and give me that feedback. We're always looking to get better. So I'm going to look at this and see what we can do better to serve you. And he said, you know, it's not like we're never going to use you again. You know, we'll use you again down the road. Well, now my marketing mind is kicking in. It's like, no. Pick one provider. Be consistent in your branding. You don't want different looks shoot to shoot. So the consultant part of me was kicking in. I didn't say anything there either. Wasn't the time. I didn't feel it was the time or the place. Because in the heat of the moment of being given that kind of news, you don't want to start arguing with your client, right? So I just took it. Thanked him for the feedback, said, you've given me some things to look on. I'm going to see what we can do better because, you know, I'd love to continue to work with you. That's the diplomat in me. Then I hung up and I just started stewing.
Yeah.
So here's what I've done. Obviously, I stewed on it last night, but I reached out to Chris, our sales manager, told him the situation, asked for his feedback. And this morning, Brenna, who's our assistant to Ryan, who helps with our quality and training, I asked for feedback from both of them. I said, oh, personally, I feel a little insulted. Here's the shoot that this other photographer did that they're comparing us to. What can I do better so that they're not tempted to say that again? And Chris had some really good feedback. There are always going to be clients that aren't happy. Now, these are not clients I expected that from, and I don't think they're that way still. So I want to fight for this client. I'm not going to give up on them. So Chris said, offer him this. Offer to reshoot this listing that we didn't get for free, and then take them out to lunch and do an A-B, you know, a side-by-side comparison, and get their feedback on which ones they're preferring. And get that feedback, offer your insight on why, why we think that this would be a better product and better service for you, but take care of them, offer to do it free and take them out to lunch. I'm like, huh? Yeah. Okay. Why didn't I think of that? So really appreciated Chris's feedback. Because these are good clients that I want to fight for. There are going to be clients that aren't worth fighting for. They're just bottom dollar agents. And they don't care about quality. And you can tell, I don't feel these clients are that. That's why this one stung a little bit more. So this morning, I typed up an email to them both, both team members, and made that offer and said, you know, I do have some concerns about some of the photos that kind of stuck out to me on your newest listing. I'd like to offer to reshoot the whole thing for you for free, including the aerials, take you out to lunch, and let's compare. I want to get feedback from you. And if you're happier with the newer photos, take them, use them for your listing. No charge. Because I'd like to earn your business back consistently. So we'll see what they say. But I really appreciated that insight from Chris. And then Brenna is going to take a look at a couple of past shoots that we've done for them that they did express a little concern on two previous shoots. We took care of those issues and sent, resent those photos back out. Never heard anything negative after that. So I assumed that they were happy. But folks, that's just the reality of business. Not every one of my clients is happy. But my personality is such that stung, and I stewed on it last night. And that can be magnified because I haven't had any complaints for a while. So when you do get one, it's like, So there's just a real authentic look at the day of, a day in the life of a client that wasn't happy.
Yeah. Craig, and I think a couple of questions, and it might not have been this exact question I asked you, but is it reasonable to think that 100% of people, that you're going to have 100% of your clients always happy?
No.
It's what we want. Right. I saw your brain. You said that in your head. It's like, well, that's what I want.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That is what I want, especially for a client that is a high volume client, does a lot of business, well known in the community. I want their business. So like I said, this is a client I want to fight for and want them to be happy. But if it ends up that they really are just looking for the cheapest price and they're going to settle for lower quality, in my opinion, what is lower quality, then maybe that's not the type of client I want or need to spend the time on. And that's hard because my perception of them is different. But yeah, not every client will be happy.
So there's some things that you think in this story, and there's also some things you know or that you don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is that saying alone, like you think your perception is different. That's what you think of them. Maybe they really don't even care about the photos.
Right. And the price difference enough. Maybe they really do think our quality is a little bit better, but it's not worth the dollars for them because we're not going to race to the bottom on price. Right. We're not going to be that bottom feeder. So we just have to be okay with that sometimes. But as a people pleaser, I forget about that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's going to be some times where those clients, you're going to have life cycles of clients. And as your company grows, you're not going to keep all of the clients that you used to have. You'll get new clients. That's great. Every business I've started, every business I've grown has been like that. And with WOW, when I started it, I was able to go out and I was able to get just about any client, big or small. And as we grew, we kept a lot of those clients, but we lost a lot of those clients too. And some of them just flat out told me like, hey, I really liked it when you shot for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big one.
There's one, Rhonda. I'm still sad to this day that we do not shoot for her. I worked really hard to get her. I remember the first listing I did. It was a builder's home. I remember everything about it. And I got her right after that shoot. I shot it impromptu. Her photographer was out of town. And dang, I walked out of the thing. I nailed it. Like I was on my game. My jokes were good that night. My photos were still terrible. And if I go back and look at it, I was like, yeah, those photos were terrible. They were good back then. But anyways, we're going to have that. And it still hurts. Like that's a name that I can say instantly, like, oh man, I wish Rhonda still used us. And she does. And I have to be okay with that. The funny thing is Rhonda actually refers us. She owns part of a company now and she refers us to her agents.
But she doesn't use us.
Well, she doesn't really list anymore. Like she likes everything and she's like, hey, I just wanted you. I want a particular thing. I want to have the personal relationship. And that doesn't line up with what our company is doing. Our company is a scale company. We want to do volume and we want to service the clients with great value and a great lead time and turnaround time. And if they want a personal relationship where it's just one photographer to shoot for them and we don't deliver that here.
They can request a certain photographer, but they're not guaranteed that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's been hard to break to get realtors in the Toledo area, getting them used to that, because prior to WOW being their provider, it was me on my own with my own company, and they got used to that one-on-one relationship. So that's been my biggest battle up here, is getting them to understand, hey, Craig can't do all of your shoots necessarily. You are going to have to use Harmony or, you know, or one of our other photographers. That's a challenge. Now it gets easier as you bring on new clients that aren't necessarily used to you, that just right off the bat, you introduce the fact that, hey, we have a team of photographers that can serve you. And so it gets easier as you scale.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't had anybody request me in 10 years. So now this is perspective. Should I be upset about that nobody wants Todd to shoot anymore? No, not at all. I'm so happy that the team is better than I am, and that our clients have relationships with our team, with their photographers. So it all comes down to perspective and expectations of what you expect. You know, I'll reuse this a quick story, and I'm stealing this from someone else who reused it. So this is a Alex Hormozi quote, and Eli Jones said it on the Facebook Q&A last night. So I'm just reusing it twice. So I just be completely transparent. This is not me, but it goes with like traffic. If you leave work or your house at 5 o'clock on Friday night and you hit some traffic, you're like, okay, yeah, it's going to be busy. People are trying to go somewhere. So the traffic's not as bad. You know, the 10 extra minutes doesn't seem as bad. But if you hit traffic at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday evening when you don't expect there to be a 10-minute delay, you hit the 10-minute delay and it feels like an hour. Mm-hmm. Because you don't expect traffic at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. So it's just expect that there's going to be more unhappy people. And if you're a optimist, then you have more happy people too. Mm-hmm. If that makes you feel better, just every time you have more unhappy people, like, you know what? I have more happy people too. And just try to reset those expectations. Yep. See every negative as an opportunity.
Right.
And I'm so happy that Craig took it as this. You know, he could have stewed. He could still be stewing. But you know, he reached out a little bit, and that's okay. That's human. Like we're competitive. We're all competitive, right? But he reached out to Chris and was like, hey, what can I do? Reached out to Brenna, asked for feedback. They have a plan. What an incredible opportunity to not just win this one client back. We may not. But what a great opportunity for moving forward to have this. You know, the idea of running the report. Craig, you said you went and you ran the report. So one thing that I just wanted to point out is this is super easy to do in Spiro. Craig said, I ran the report to see what clients haven't used us in 60 days. Inside of your metrics, you can set that day figure. So we have 60 and then we have a different figure for VIPs. And Spiro can give you a list of clients that have not placed an order in that amount of days. So it's very easy to identify. It's the reason why that report's in there. We use it. Like we really do. We just don't create junk that we think's cool. We create stuff that allows us to scale and shoot tens of thousands, you know, a ton of shoots per year. So the other thing I wanted to quickly point out and just compliment you on, Craig, and as a suggestion for everyone else, Craig said he called the agents immediately. Not only did he call the agent immediately, he got a voicemail to begin with. He called both agents immediately. It makes such a big difference. Yes, you're all saying, hey, he emailed a follow-up. That's because we already talked to them and we had an offer for them. He called immediately. If you are sitting at home and something like this has happened to you and you are in your own head thinking, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with them? What is wrong with the world? You're never going to solve it. Pick up the phone and call somebody.
Yep.
Call the agent, call your friend, get feedback. Don't stew in your own head.
Right.
Go to someone, get some perspective, and then try something. You've got a great opportunity to improve your business.
Yep.
So job well done, Craig.
Well, thank you. there's a couple of books I put on my Amazon list that are basically talk about overthinking and getting stuck inside your own head. Well, one of them, I think one of them is a book you suggested. I put it on my list from John Acuff, Soundtracks.
Yes.
I think it was. I put that.
Yes, fabulous.
My birthday's coming up Sunday, the 21st, and we'll see if I get that book. But it's on my list. But yeah, like Todd said, don't. And that's one of my tendencies is I get stuck in my own thinking, right? I'm an introvert. I do a lot of internal processing, a lot of analytical thinking. I stew on things. A girlfriend in college, her mom saw that the first time she met me. She told her daughter, he's a thinker, isn't he? Being a thinker is not a bad thing, but you can take it too far. So,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Reach out to others. We're meant for community, right? As iron sharpens iron, one person sharpens another. Rely on your team. Your team has other members of your team have other gifts and talents and insights and perspective that they can bring to you that maybe you haven't thought about. Take that not as criticism, but take that as something to grow from and add to your toolkit to be able to serve your clients. So, yeah. All righty. I feel better, Todd. Thank you for the therapy session.
Well, thank you for talking us through. It's not always easy. You know, I go back to, I used this at morning meeting today, but my feelings clock.
That's awesome.
These feelings are difficult on here to share. And I really compliment you for sharing them. It's not easy. Once you start doing it, it gets easier. So, you know, Craig, you mentioned contact somebody. We don't mind that people contact us with a question. How do they contact us?
Right. Just drop us an email. hello@spiro.media. And yeah, if you have a question, let us know. It's something we can cover here on the podcast or, you know, reach out to you individually. We're here to serve you and be an encouragement to you. I know I'm not the only one dealing with that issue of feeling like you're the worst photographer in the world when somebody gives you negative feedback or you lose a client. We all go through that. So anything that we've learned that helps, if we can help you and encourage you, we want to do that. So feel free to drop us a line.
Yeah. Also, if you're looking for a little more custom and support, if you will, I mention him quite a bit, Eli Jones with the Rep Team. They have an incredible coaching program. And I from the outside have seen it and seen how photographers have grown in it. And it's kind of cool because myself and my team, my leadership team at WOW, we have a coaching call once a week in there where students inside the program can come, they can ask us any question, and they have fabulous coaches as well. But you can find out more information, repteam.com, repteam.com. They've got a great group of individuals that you can call and you can talk to them about what your business is and where you want to be. So if you're just feel like you want a little bit more, you can gain a lot from podcasts and books, but some of you are just like, I just need someone to guide me. I wholeheartedly suggest that you just at least give them a call. It's worth an opportunity. Talk to their team, see if it would fit for you. They have incredible guarantees too, which is really cool that you're going to hit certain platforms. So that's another option as well. There's other programs out there, but repteam.com.
All right. There you go. Well, hopefully that was an encouragement to you guys. I didn't initially think we were going to talk about that on the podcast, but if it benefits somebody else, then hey, learn from our mistakes and our challenges. And, we want the best for you. So.
Yeah. And just know, I should have made this point. Just know that everyone has these. So if you're on social media and everybody's like, you know, I sent a screenshot to somebody the other day and it's like, he wanted to see how many orders he takes in a week. And I sent it from WOW. Like we took 260 orders this week. And I didn't mean to do it I was simply showing him and it happened to have the number of orders. Like, wow, I can't wait until I take that many orders. Like there's always someone out there that is like, and I know some business owners who, if I saw their numbers, like I would feel very insignificant at 260 orders. So there's always just, please try to understand that what social media and what the world wants us to feel and what is actually happening are two different things, and give yourself the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. All that to say, yeah, social media makes everything look hunky dory, right? And like the best things are happening. That's why we shared the story that we did today, because we have challenges as well. You know, this is a challenge for me to grow from and learn from, but hopefully you've learned something as well and can take, you know, some good advice. And when it does happen to you, when you have a unhappy client, because you will have one, think back to this episode and, okay, how can I handle this? It's not the end of the world. I'm not the worst photographer in the world. And just take some comfort and peace in that. Just, let, you know, get that off your shoulder.
Yeah. Well said, Craig, and thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Enough. I think we've belabored the point. I think we're good.
Send us home.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, if you have a question for the podcast, you'd like to see a business question answered on Spiro, we would love that. Again, drop us an email, hello@spiro.media. If you want to learn more about the software, or the merge fleet, the automated video editing, check out the website, spiro.media. There's a knowledge base link. You can check out a bunch of tutorial videos and articles. It's a great resource. So check that all out. But in the meantime, take some time to be thankful for the blessings you have. Take time for the happy clients that you do have that far outnumber the unhappy clients. And make sure you take a breath. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us for the Spiro Podcast, Managing Your Real Estate Photography and Videography Business. This is a production of Spiro and WOW Video Tours. You can find out more about Spiro's real estate media business management software at our website, spiro.media.